Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the final chapter of this Fantastic Four arc, so let's go ahead and finish it up.
All right, so this takes us to our last issue, issue 83. And it starts out, Johnny is trying to melt away the walls or do enough damage to the walls.
He's trying to do something, but I'd like to point out at this point in time that the way the fire works is it has to have something to burn. So,
well, they can burn.
Well, I'm saying, while they're inside this, you know, small room that he's trying to burn them out of, he'd basically be suffocating them to death because he'd be sucking all the oxygen out of it while trying to burn through this wall.
Well, I know in the Ultimate line, they find out that Reed doesn't need to really breathe. Well, I know he doesn't need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be fine. And they really don't know what's going on with Ben. So, in theory, they should be okay. Right? No? Okay. So the fire doesn't work. Ben's like, all right, well, I'm going to try my fist because that's all I know. While Reed is telling them all, hey, it's a hypnotic spell. We're dealing with, you know,
it's a spell or it's a person inside of our head.
Yeah. Ben's like, nope, not going to do it. I don't believe it.
And Ben's like, yeah, hypnotic spell, my Aunt Petunia.
And so he punches and doesn't do anything.
Other than hurt everybody's head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the hip. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, we're cool. And I have to laugh because when I first read where it says Duck Johnny, I thought I said Dick, and then Johnny like called him a dick, you know, for hitting the wall.
So Maximus is just watching on.
No. What's creepy about it is he's watching it while he's in the bath.
No. He's getting ready to go into the bath.
Oh, okay. So he's watching it while he's naked, because, surrounded by other men.
Well, this is. I mean, and I know they don't actually say. One of the bad things about panels is that you assume it's just one thing after the other. But, like, he goes into the bath. He's still having a conversation with his underlings. Like, he says, I must be certain to look my best for the coronation. Talks about cleaning up. And then he's like, my robes, bring me my robes. He barely got into the bath. And apparently now he's clean.
Hey, some kids are the same way. I told you, that's that 5-year-old mentality.
He does look like a freaking bad 5-year-old.
There are no toys in the bathtub, therefore he did not have his attention kept long enough for, you know, his his centaur and his, I don't know what the dude with the beard is, but for them to scrub him, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. And they all, well, the centaur is all for him. I know the other guys, the other humans are like, well, we're doing this because he's controlling us. So, but he gets suited up.
And I love how he says he got to look his best, but then he's wearing his polka dot leotard there.
You do have a good point. So he gets suited up, and he's ready for his coronation.
I'd also like to point out that the scepter he's holding looks like a plunger.
It does kind of, it does a little bit, doesn't it? Okay.
Anyway.
This is the guy that overtook Black Bolt? Huh, interesting.
And you know what? Black Bolt didn't even say a word about the whole thing.
Oh, jeez. Let that joke slide. But as so his whole plan is, as soon as he gets crowned the new king, emperor, whatever the heck he's trying to do, he's going to set off his hypno gun to take over all of mankind. As that's going on, we finally get back to, Black Bolt and Crystal and Medusa, and Karnak and...
Real quick, before you say anything, yes. That next panel proves your point about the huge foreheads, because look at Black Bolt.
Oh, yeah, no. And we'll look at Karnak. I look at, what was this guy's name? I can't remember his name.
Gorgon.
Yeah, so look at all them. It's just all of Jack Kirby's art. It's just the way he draws them. But...
That's why Spider-Man worked out so well for him, because he had the big eyes, so you really couldn't tell where his actual eyes were or the forehead, so it actually looked right.
It worked
great. Anyways.
But then they decide that, or Black Bolt finally decides he's going to speak. Now, I don't know if a lot of you fans know about Black Bolt's powers, but he cannot talk, because even a whisper will destroy a city. It's just, I don't get how that's his power. I mean, I don't get where his power comes from or how he learned that. I would hate to have learned. That's yeah. your power. Oh, God.
Or you know, like when the power pops up on you and the first thing you say, you know, you destroy. I think in World War Hulk, they talk about him and that if he were to actually speak a word, it would destroy the planet.
Yes. So he has to use, he has to concentrate on what he said. I mean, we don't know what he says. To me, it just looked like he's doing like a black canary scream almost. But we know he said something. But he's saying it so softly.
See, what I'm wondering is, isn't it just like a gasp of sound, like a, you know, like maybe. That's what he's trying to do, like just that little tiny
puff. Just needs something.
Yeah.
Because what he does, whatever he does, it shatters the glass, which gives Medusa enough motivation. I say motivation, really it's just the hypno spells. Yeah, shattered, so she's able to take back control.
I love how she uses her hair to rip off the handcuffs.
That's her power.
I know.
But the Alpha Primitives come back, and we get the next two pages is really wordless, where Gorgon, Crystal, well, not Crystal, sorry, Gorgon, Black Bolt, Karnak, and the fourth guy, I can't remember.
and the fourth guy.
God, that's terrible. Hold on a second. I know they say it.
It's at the beginning when they first...
Here we go. It's...
Triton.
God. Sorry, guy. You're, I know you're important, obviously. You're so important.
The fourth guy.
I'm so keeping that in there. They are handily taking out these Alpha Primitives. And then apparently Black Bolt finally remembers what's actually at stake because Gorgon's like, behold the wrath in his eyes, the command on his face. He remembers the hypno ray with which the madman has threatened all the world.
But what I like is the whole time that he's fighting over there, he's apparently keeping an eye on Black Bolt too.
Yeah.
It's well, like, I mean, it's like throw punch, punch, punch. What are you doing, boss? Punch, punch, punch. Let's look over here again.
So they all leave to try and run down Maximus. We get a couple quick panels of Sue and the baby because she's part of the Fantastic Four as well. And that's really all for her on this issue.
Actually, she talks about choosing a name for him right there too.
Okay.
That's the important part of those panels is her talking about naming him.
That's fair. She does make a comment that Reed is better at this than he is, or she is. And if he obviously wasn't busy, he would be there, but, you know, he's busy. But he finally convinces Ben and Johnny to try and take down the mental walls, the prison they're in.
And, you know, Ben's like, well, how am I supposed to tear into something that really ain't here? And then, you know, dude's like, hey, that's it. They're not really there. We just have to clear our minds of the idea that there's a prison there. And lo and behold,
in doing so, it works. So then they go blasting off, trying to go after Maximus again, but they are met by Zor because he was basically guarding them. Reed's like, quickly, we need to press our attack.
We need to hit him before he's able to counter us. Like we need
before
to hit
he
him.
Gets his bearings.
Basically, fast and hard.
Yeah, and they do, and they take him out. Because he wasn't able to concentrate enough.
Basically, what happens is Reed wraps him in his arm and then does like a ripcord to him, spins him around like a top, like Wonder Woman changing her outfit. And
thank you, Linda Carter.
And then yeah. Anyways, I mean, granted, she's old enough for my mom, but whatever.
Still hot. Just like Sigourney Weaver is in the new Defenders TV show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Or Netflix.
Oh, yeah, no, show. I know that because I've seen it, yeah.
And she still looks hot.
Oh, yeah, she's not bad looking. I mean, dude, you'd have to look up to her, but other than that...
Have you seen my girlfriend?
Yeah, that's true. Emily is pretty tall. Yeah. But, and then as he's spinning around, you know, Ben throws out the good old...
Clobbering time!
And then
it's clobbering time, yeah. Sorry.
And knocks him, well, we don't know to where.
Well, well, he knocks him back to, looks like just through a wall because Reed's able to... hop up in, on his head real quick and open this panel to show that the reason they were able to be him before was because of a hypnotic inducer.
Which was making them...
slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why he wanted to hit them hard and fast. We go now over to
Maximus inside of his big throbbing hypno gun.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. He shoots it off and God damn it.
Yep, this one's gonna need the explosive tag.
Yep. He fires his hypno gun and starts to try and take control of all people in the world. But as this is happening, you've got Black Bolt with the rest of the Inhumans coming in on one end.
Oh, no, actually, yeah, no, Crystal. Them, Crystal by herself tears apart the gun.
Was it Crystal?
Yeah, she says, you know, never. You know, those who follow Black Bolt live. And then she uses her elemental powers to basically crush the end of his gun.
That's my bad. I thought it was a two front attack with Inhumans on one side, Fantastic Four on the other. But no, the once Crystal destroys all that, the rest of the humans pop up, and oh. Here comes the Fantastic Four, you know.
Well, wait.
The antagonist of the book.
We have to get the part where Maximus jumps on the back of the centaur dude. Because, okay, have you ever seen the movie Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Okay, you know when he's leaving the house and he's got the white suit on and he jumps on the little Vespa behind the big black dude? That's exactly what this, like, as soon as I saw this right here, that's exactly what it reminded me
that's
of. Where he's, where he's right there on the back of the horse.
That's awesome.
I was just waiting for the whole, you know, finger before.
That's a good movie too.
So Maximus, you know, rides away on his centaur, and the alpha primates are like, Maximus has fled.
Oh, he's deserted. Just regular.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, see, my bad. Because these guys down here look like,
you've got the black and white.
Yeah, I guess that's color. True. You got the color on.
Yeah. So yeah, all of the other humans that Maximus was trying to enslave was like, after him, death to Maximus. Black Bolt is the best.
He signals us to halt. He gives the sign of the Imperial Command. How, dude, do you know how hard it would be to take all your commands from somebody who can't say shit?
Well, I mean, he...
Does everybody know ASL? Jesus. Or would that be ISL?
Might be ISL. Well, I mean, Medusa is basically his mouthpiece. God damn it, dude. Yeah, it's whatever. I'm keeping all the shit in. All right.
How about we say that Medusa is his voice? And then after they've established all this, the Fantastic Three, the Terrific Trio finally pops in, and Crystal's like, Johnny, you found us. And they do a little bit of making out. Which, my question is, how old is Johnny?
He's got to be 19 or 20. Like, okay. He was younger than everybody else.
Okay, so, but he's not too old, because I was going to say, she's only 17. She's a minor. And, you know, he's right there in front of her. You know,
well,
yeah.
As long as there's consent from the family.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, could you?
Comic Rundown does not endorse that. Just
all that
you
stuff.
Know what's right.
Follow the laws, people.
Yes. The laws are there for a reason. But even Karnak's like, you can't show affection. That's not the way of our people. And she's just straight up, yeah, no, I'm gonna make up with Johnny because that's what I want to do.
Actually, it looks like Johnny says, ignore him, honey. Maybe they'll just go away.
So as they're talking and not, I don't want to say congratulating each other for a job well done, but they're just getting their pleasantries away out of the way, and Maximus hops in a rocket and he's running away.
And they watch him shoot off into space. Now, all these people with all these powers,
yeah, they
just watch him go.
You would think. Oh, and then you're like, oh yeah, it's Maximus. He's escaped us.
As long as he's at large, none of us are safe.
Yeah. If Maximus returns, let this earth beware. It's like, you literally, I mean, I know he's a bit out of there, but you've got flyers. You've got elemental powers.
I say Crystal took out his, you know, freaking 90 freaking foot long
ray gun
with with one little blink, and then now it's like, oh, yeah, but that's a rocket ship, and rocket ships are cool, and
yeah.
I don't know if we're up on the insurance for it or not, but
oh jeez, but that is the end of this Fantastic Four arc. I enjoyed it. It was nice to read. It was interesting to read a new character in Fantastic Four, and I was going to do some research to see how many other characters were, other than the main four,
Spider-Man,
have ever been members. I knew that one. She-Hulk as well.
I'm sorry, the Amazing Bagman.
Oh God. No, because Spider-Man went during the
FFs. Yeah, I know. During the Future Foundation.
Yeah. But I know She-Hulk is one. Mm-hmm. I think Silver Surfer was one at one point.
Yeah, so, I think you're right.
Like they've had a plethora of different characters at different points in time.
It's like, all right, dude, tag in.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, when they need them. So, but no, I enjoy the story.
I do have to say I love reading the older comics, not just for like the story value, but for the actual like what I find humorous.
Yeah.
And what they do and like how they solve their problems. Cracks my shit up.
Well, and they, again, they also solve everything in one issue versus nowadays that it takes one issue to figure out what's going on, clues.
Let's just take, for example, the Amazing Spider-Man when it becomes Superior Spider-Man. That takes 32 issues before they have solved the problem.
No. It was around issue, I think, 19 when Doc realizes that Peter's still in his head.
No, but I'm saying before, you know, Peter Parker actually takes back over his own body.
Okay, that's fair.
But that's not what we're talking about now, so...
Not today. But that brings us to the ending stuff that we do.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to send us a message, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will be back soon with a brand new story.